There once was a time when the Chattahoochee River was a lot more popular than it is now, right?
That's right. The Chattahoochee was the scene of the world's biggest floating party in the 1970s in Atlanta, the Ramblin' Raft Race. This was an amazing phenomenon for about a decade. In more recent years, in the 90s, early 90s, we had Freaknik, and in the 70s, we had the Ramblin' Raft Race, you know, which drew hundreds of thousands of participants and spectators along the Chattahoochee during the 1970s.
And the Ramblin' Raft Race got its name from what?
Well, Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech, a Tech fraternity man, Larry Patrick, was the originator of the raft race in the late 60s. He kind of had it as a fraternity outing, and of course, the Ramblin' Wreck of Georgia Tech. So they had these elaborate rafts that engineers would construct. But then it grew to this phenomenal event throughout the 1970s. A local radio station, WQXI, Quixie and Dixie, picked it up, and their DJ was well-known, Skinny Bobby Harper, and they helped promote the race and sponsor the race. And so by the early to mid-1970s, it had ballooned to, you know, literally thousands of people in the water and hundreds of thousands of people watching along the side.
Well, they called the event a raft race, but it wasn't really a race per se, but there were fees that were charged and certain loose rules. But
I think the rules were loose. I think the looseness is a defining characteristic of this affair. Some people kind of made very elaborate structures. Some people kind of roped together old tires, rather flimsy craft. It's sort of a range, and it's sort of this, you know, sort of described as a Southern Woodstock on the water. Boozy, a fair amount of drugs, a fair amount of naked flesh, a fair amount of sunburned flesh, and hundreds of spectators, you know, from North Fulton into East Cobb.
The Ramblin' Raft Race, my understanding is, became so successful that the original founder, Larry Patrick, that you mentioned, created the American Rafting Association. And he sort of marketed the idea to cities around the country that also had rivers.
Well, it certainly got a lot of national attention. It was mentioned by Dan Rather or CBS News. It was mentioned in a French documentary. Again, the Guinness Book of World Records called it like the world's largest outdoor spectator sporting event. I'm not sure whether it was really a sporting event. It was sort of floating down the river for 4 hours, and the river was incredibly congested. All sorts of mayhem went on there. First of all, it kind of comes out of the Southern rock scene at the time. And remember, there were great festivals in Piedmont Park shortly before then. There was a festival in Byron, Georgia around 1970 that was sort of the Southern equivalent of Woodstock.
The Pop Festival, yeah.
Pop Festival. And you also had all of these young folks coming to Atlanta out of college but not yet having kids, you know. And Atlanta was known, whether rightly or wrongly, as sort of a swinging singles kind of place in the 70s. There were new apartment complexes going up. Post-apartments started around that time. And you had, in other words, this kind of cohort of young folks coming out of the 60s, listening to Southern rock, to Lynyrd Skynyrd or Marshall Tucker.
Allman Brothers.
Charlie Daniels Band. And so the raft race is kind of a confluence of all of these things. And North Fulton hadn't been as fully developed in East Cobb, as fully developed as it has been since that time, too. So it was more natural, you know, in a sense.
And as they say, all good things must come to an end. By the late 70s, the federal government gets involved.
That's right. President Jimmy Carter, continuing an initiative that he had been interested in as governor, in 1978, signed legislation creating the Chattahoochee National Recreation Area. So there are park rangers involved now who had to deal with security issues, who had to deal with cleanup issues. I think one of the last races, the National Park Service actually had to pay $50,000 extra dollars to bring rangers in from all over the place to help deal with the situation. So that's certainly part of the factor there. Property owners along the river began to get upset. It certainly was having an environmental damage, not so much the participants, but the spectators who numbered in the hundreds of thousands and were trampling over an often fragile environment. So all of these things kind of together. I think the Park Service personnel eventually went to the organizers and said, you really need to provide this money up front for security, for cleanup. And it fizzled out. 1980 was the last race.
The legacy of the Ramblin' Raft Race, though, is that after 1980, people were still tubing down that river. It sort of created a thriving raft rental business along the river. And not to mention other cities were still doing their own raft races. Certainly not as wild and crazy and as wonderful as, can I say wonderful, as the original as the original Ramblin' Raft Race.
That's right. It was really a phenomenon of the 70s. We have a different culture. It's hard to imagine today in 2013 anything like this happening along the Chattahoochee.
It really did happen, didn't it, Cliff?
That's what they say.
Cliff Kuhn, thanks.
Thank you, Steve.